Welcome to the Become Nomad podcast. Whether you're already a nomad or aspiring to become one, we're here to supply you with relevant information to help keep you on the road for ages and ages. I'm sending you my regards from Krakow in Poland, a cool city which allows a lot of weekend trips to interesting places. I've just been in the Tatra Mountains in Slovakia and also did a weekend trip to the interesting and industrial city of Łódź. So lots of attractions all over the place. And this episode today will focus on how to build a startup while traveling. So a lot of us are thinking a lot about revenue sources and how to sustain ourselves while on the move, how to create things while traveling. And this is exactly what we're gonna discuss in this episode. So I hope you enjoy it and find it useful. So let's start discussing the topic for today. So again, talking about creating a startup while traveling, kind of challenging, and we'll try to make it a little bit simpler. So first of all, I would say that building a startup as a digital nomad is probably one of the most amazing and interesting things you can actually do. So basically the idea of building a startup is that instead of being a freelancer that is supplying services for clients, you're actually trying to create a product or a service, usually online, that usually didn't exist before. Okay, so kind of challenging. We have to say that it also brings a little bit of a sacrifice, because if you're a nomadic spirit and you love the freedom in it, the disconnection and the freedom, then a startup will take away a lot of this freedom. And that should be said in advance, because just like a child, a startup requires a lot of commitment and a little bit creates also an attachment. It requires your energy, your time, usually your money as well, and your dedication. So this is something that you must take into account while thinking of, do you want to build a startup or be a freelancer and supply services, which is more ongoing and a little bit less attached than the startup option or the business option. It should be said that a good startup has a really nice reward that a freelancing job does not, which means that if you're building a really, really good startup, you can either sell it at some point or receive passive income from it and actually disconnect from work. While as a freelancer, you're probably gonna have to keep on working without stop whenever you want to actually get money. So those are the advantages and the disadvantages a little bit of the startup path. One more thing that is super nice for a startup is that you're building a product or service that are usually new, which means that you create something. You actually create some kind of a dent in the universe, which is nice. You know, you're not only traveling and seeing locations, but also building something that is useful for other people. Pretty cool stuff. So that's kind of a noble goal out there. So again, the what allows us to actually build those startups while traveling is only one thing. It's the internet. It's relatively new. That's why the idea of nomad entrepreneurship and building a startup as a nomad is relatively new as well. So now that we have the internet, we can do a lot of things, and the internet is very common all over the world. It's not something that is hard to find as it was a few years ago. So that's very helpful to those choosing the nomadic entrepreneurship path. And I have to say that also as a founder of a startup, you will experience an emotional roller coaster. This is how startup works. There is a lot of uncertainty involved in startups. There are a lot of good moments, bad moments. Usually in the same day, you can have great moments and bad moments. And it's a huge challenge for everyone picking this path. It's even a bigger challenge for a nomadic person, because your nomadic lifestyle also creates exactly the same effect. a lot of things are uncertain, they're new. You're in an emotional roller coaster because of being a nomad. So add to that the emotional roller coaster of a new business, and you understand that you need to be a little bit strong if you pick this path. So with that said, if you're still motivated to begin your own startup, let me share a few of the things that I think are important to building a startup while traveling in the same time. Most of them are actually important also for people building a startup while staying in the same location, but this is especially relevant for those of you who are building a startup while traveling. So let's start with the first point. And the first point is basically don't do it alone. So the first point is advocating to finding a co-founder or partner that will run things, that will help you back up the efforts to build the startup and to operate the startups. So the thing is as following. The most successful startups in the world were actually built by co-founders, not one person, okay? Even if those people stayed in the same location. In your case, because you're traveling a lot and there are a lot of uncertainties and stuff can happen while you travel all the time, and it will, having a co-founder or partner giving you a backup while traveling is even more critical. I can't even think of the number of times that my two startups were saved by my co-founders. I have two startups. One is lingolearn.com, an online language school, and the other is startuplink.com, a global startup ecosystem map. And there is no way I could have done it alone without my co-founders. So the idea is that if you're a nomad entrepreneur changing locations and you want to build a startup, finding a co-founder is kind of critical. Now, when you find a co-founder, and some people say that co-founder is just like someone you marry, it has to be something that is built on a good partnership and a healthy partnership and a fun partnership. So you have to find someone you get along very well with that doesn't require you to be in the same location, that your relation is strong enough to sustain one of you moving as well. And the important thing over here is not to surprise your co-founder and not to tell them, hey, I'm starting to travel. They have to know from the moment you build the startup that your plan is to keep on moving in the world, and they have to be okay with that. Now, the way of making them okay with that, for those who are okay with that, is to assure them that while your lifestyle means constant change and traveling the world, you're still going to be fully dedicated to the success of your startup in matters of time, money, and effort. So only that the location is not going to be stable. So that's basically my tip on a co-founder and the way to find one and to communicate with one. And let's move on to the next tip. The next tip has to do with build your startup while you're at home. So the idea is that the initial process of starting a startup is difficult and usually a little bit bureaucratic. You have to register a company, you have to open a bank account and do a lot of things that you can only do while at home. I have to say that it's more fruitful to work with a co-founder while you're in the same location. You're losing something if you're both in other locations and not in the same room. And that's why the initial phase that is so critical and sensitive, you might as well do the first few months of building a startup when you stay at home. And I have to say that when I built my first startup, Lingolearn, I stayed in Israel for a period of about 4 months to take care of all those bureaucratic things that I could never take care of if I would start traveling before. And by the way, I saw it because after I started Lingolearn in the first 4 months, I went to India and the internet connection was so shaky and so on and so on. So it made no sense. We could not have started this startup while I was in India. So the idea is there is a critical, sensitive stage of bureaucracy, understanding the market, building a product. On this stage, you probably want to be with your founding team at home, doing all the bureaucracies, and only when things are kind of stable, then take it to the road. So that's a little bit of sacrifice. And once again, the word sacrifice over here will come up all the time because building a startup while traveling takes away your freedom, takes away your flexibility a little bit. So the idea is to make sure that you're willing to do this sacrifice in order to create something while also traveling in the same time. Let's move on to the next thing that I totally recommend. It's basically total commitment. So a startup is not something that is temporal or can succeed without a lot of effort. So the idea over here is that you need the commitment of all co-founders when you start a startup, especially your own. You're only in charge of your own efforts and motivation. That means that you have to dedicate a great amount of time and effort to make it succeed. The dream of the four-hour work week and so on, all those things are super irrelevant. When you build a startup, you have to give it whatever you can. I have to say that nomadic entrepreneurs are probably going to have to spend more effort into the startup than anyone else, because we lose a lot of time traveling with the uncertainties and lack of information while traveling. So a regular person would be enough working a certain amount of time. As nomads, we're a little bit less efficient, and as such, we have to cover it by putting more efforts, more motivation, and more hours. So the idea over here is that if you're going on the startup path, you have to be passionate, you have to be dedicated, especially if you're traveling, even taking the extra mile. And one of the things that happened to me, I'll tell you, when I started my startup and I went to India on the flight, so when all the other travelers were waiting for the flight that was delayed for about 3 hours, when all the others went to have a relaxed coffee or were sleeping on the benches, I opened the laptop and started working on the startup. The idea is that you're not a regular traveler and you're using whatever time you have to push forward with your startup. And that's the only mentality that is probably going to provide you with the opportunity to make it happen. So that's kind of important. And that means, by the way, that the dream of disconnecting, total freedom and so on, if you have it, the startup path is definitely not for you. As I mentioned before, a startup requires you, especially in the beginning phases, and when I speak about beginning phases, I'm talking actually about a few years, sadly, it will require you there, dedicated with a lot of time. So that's why it's really important to make sure that the path is right for you. Okay, so one more tip that I would like to say about the topic of building a startup while traveling is that you want to make sure that the idea or the business model is not adversely affected by your nomadic lifestyle. So first of all, needless to say, if you build a business or a startup, you probably want it online because this will allow you to work on it while traveling. However, even if you have it online, some of the businesses are those that you probably want to avoid. And I'm talking about businesses, for example, online business where you do shipping and you have to manage inventory and so on. Again, you're traveling, moving between locations. You want to avoid any attachment to a specific location. So when you build your startup in a way that you pick an idea that does not require you in a location to manage something, or for example, manage inventory as we mentioned, or that the only way to get your leads or your prospected sales will be via meetings in your home country. Build a business model that is not requiring you to be in one place. A lot of those exist. Again, there are a lot of those that do not exist and you have to stay totally away from them. As a digital nomad, so that's kind of important. Now, one more tip that is super important is don't count on cash flow at the beginning. So the idea of startup, unlike freelancing, that when you freelance for someone, you're either receiving hourly rate or a fixed rate per milestone. In the startup world, usually you're in the red or losing money in the first 2 years. So the idea is that if you're starting a startup as a nomadic person, you want to make sure that you're not counting on this business or startup innovating thing to actually make you money in the first year or so, which is one of the biggest reasons of why startups close, because they don't have the oxygen to continue and develop until they actually break even and start making money. So if you're starting a startup, it should be in a scenario that you have enough savings to live off while you're working on your startup. Do not count on your startup to give you the oxygen needed to sustain yourself. So preparing in advance is very important with the money. And also an alternative way, and this is exactly what I've done while traveling, is to subsidize your startup while working in another job. So when I started working on lingolearn.com, for example, I also worked as a freelancer, as a consultant, which was the only activity that actually gave me money. So the idea is that you have something on the side that sustains your startup while it grows and until it reaches the point of break-even, which usually takes a long time. Okay, let's move on to another tip, which is basically adjusting your nomadic lifestyle to your startup. So we kind of touched this point already. You can't be totally free spirit. You can't disconnect. There is no way from disconnection from something that you just started building. So if you're planning a few months trips to Cambodia Islands or to Yemen or places that have problematic internet, you definitely want to avoid it. Some sacrifice, and again, the word sacrifice jumps into mind. You have to do some sacrifices if you're picking the nomadic entrepreneurship way. If you need the connections while traveling and meeting people that are relevant to your startup, that will also affect your trip and will actually affect your schedule and itinerary as well. So the idea is that basically you can still be a nomad, and I'm a nomad for more than 5 years now with two startups, and I keep on traveling only to new locations. However, your style is less wild. You're less of a wild nomad, free-spirited, and more calculated nomad that usually works during all work week for at least 8 hours a day and spend time on weekends to explore. So this is a constraint or a sacrifice of sorts. I also see it as a little bit of a blessing because it builds a routine and it gives you a little bit of meaning. So picking those locations is very important, to pick the locations that accommodate this lifestyle. Needless to say, you want to pick locations that have good internet because you're going to totally rely on the internet. I have to say that personally, I'm using a lot the concept of co-working, which is basically those shared offices where you can rent an office. And you probably, if you're a co-working addict, you're probably gonna find them only in bigger cities, which also means that while traveling, you're probably gonna settle down in the months where you're in a place that has a co-working space. This is another, let's say, sacrifice that you have to do, but for me, it's totally worth it. Now, another point to discuss is to use your nomadic lifestyle to leverage your startup. The idea over here is simple. You're missing out a lot of things while traveling on your startup. It probably would have been better if you stayed in the same place. There are lots of disadvantages, the uncertainty, the efficiency, and so on. However, while you travel, you can actually do something that usual startup owners cannot do. For example, become a traveling salesman for your startup, something that would cost people a lot of time and money, which you can do and synergize into your lifestyle already. So try meeting as many relevant people to your startup while traveling. It can greatly increase your network of potential clients, suppliers, team members, and so on and so on. So use the fact that you're traveling and moving locations to actually push forward with your startups as well. This will offset the bad influences that traveling has on the efficiency and progress of your startup. What I'm usually doing while traveling is that I'm always trying to connect with relevant entrepreneurs, and this over the years have given my startups a lot of leverage, so pretty cool. And maybe one of the last points is do not try aiming for investors. So a lot of the startup founders are kind of developing an idea and then trying to raise money for it. And as a traveler or as a nomad, I'm telling you in advance, investors have zero tolerance for digital nomads. For them, you're unstable and you're missing out on opportunities that you could have reached if you would stay in the same place. The idea over here is that if you've chosen the nomadic path and you also want to do startups, my best recommendation for you is to stay away from investors and do it your own way. Fund it by getting clients and getting money from your clients as soon as possible. This is something that I learned over the years. Make your clients your investors. Because again, investors do not have a lot of tolerance for a lifestyle of a nomadic path. It freaks them out. It makes them a little bit paranoid. Probably the best thing you can do is just grow your startup organically by your own efforts. And when it's successful and has traction and users, that's the place where the investors don't really care about your life story anymore, and they will probably invest in it anyway if you would choose to take their money, which is not always the best thing to do. So let's move on to another point, which is basically love your startup. We talked about it. You need a commitment, a dedication to keep on pushing and working on your startup, even when amazing things are happening around you, where you have tourists and new locations and a lot of attractions and so on. You have a lot of distractions, as in traveling nomad. So basically, if you don't love your startup, you're gonna see it pushed aside very, very fast. So start something that you enjoy and love, that can give a good competition to your lifestyle and all the attractions that you see on the path. Because the startup life is not easy, and it has a lot of low points. So you want to pick something, an idea that you're passionate and love, because if not, you're simply not, you cannot jump over the low moments. And those low moments happen a lot. Just connecting you to a prior point of the co-founder, if you have a good co-founder, that also helps a lot in those low moments, because you have a great person that supports and encourages you, and you give them your encouragement as well. So again, love your startup is something very, very important, especially while you travel. If you don't love your startup and you don't enjoy your startup, it's also gonna affect your nomadic lifestyle. You're gonna be kind of a grumpy nomad, feeling that things are going out of hand, not working well, that your life is not in the right place. So it's also gonna affect your traveling. So the idea is that you wanna enjoy both your startup and your traveling, and not have one of them make you feel not so good. So always make the check on that, that you enjoy both traveling and both your startup, and they can synergize together and make you especially happy. Now, the last thing that I would recommend is not to go on the startup path before you stabilized a little bit as a nomad. So, you know, when you start as a digital nomad, you make a lot of mistakes. You are figuring out your style. You understand what is important to you while traveling, what is not important. You get streetwise over time and so on. So the idea is that you don't want to learn two skills at the same time. I would recommend you to travel a little bit and build your routines, build an understanding of how your nomadic lifestyle looks like. And only then, where you're a little bit stable and efficient, only then start working on the next uncertain thing, which is basically your startup, because a digital nomad lifestyle does require some skills and evolves over time. So doing two things that are totally new and uncertain in the same time can be a little bit tricky, which means that in the beginning, while being a nomad, you might want to focus on stuff that has to do more with freelancing and learning on others, people, money and mistakes before you begin with the startup path. So that's basically it. I'll just say that in conclusion, startup owners and nomads have a lot in common. They both embrace uncertainty and enjoy the ride more than arriving the actual destination. So if you're already discovered that a nomadic lifestyle is your thing and you love the uncertainty, it kind of makes a lot of sense to also start an uncertain startup and build something new. And basically, that's it, and good luck with your startup, whatever it is. Before I let you go, you can always go to becomenomad.com and get the show notes on this specific nomadic entrepreneurship episode. Also feel free to leave comments and to register to our newsletter. Have an amazing day.